requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But Rav Chisda goes much farther than that. Rav Chisda says there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet even Rishus HaRabim. So, in regard to Rishus HaRabim, so both Rebbe and the Rabbanan Achilik and Rav Chisda. But they agree with Rav Chisda's din vis-a-vis Rishus HaYochid. That in Rishus HaYochid there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. So, Rishus HaYochid, the Kulal Mekvikik in Rav Chisda. They can see to Rav Chisda's din that there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. Because Rishus HaYochid is considered a Mokim Choshev anyway. So, the Kulal Mekvikik Rav Chisda. Elohoche, the machleikes between Rebbe and Rabbonon is in regard to a case of Vilon Eimid Bishus HaYochid Neifnit Rishus HaRabim. So, Memele, the Neif certainly has a status of Rishus HaRabim, even according to Rebbe. But the Rebbe so Memele, it must. So that's a Rishus HaRabim, according to both. According to Rebbe and Rabbonon, there is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet. But Rebbe says Shodei Neif Bosarikre. So Mimele it's considered the Mokim Choshev the Neif. And Rabbonon say Lo Yamrinon Shodei Neif Bosarikre. So the Neif is not considered the Mokim Choshev. This is the first Loshne Rashi. Lishne Achine Omer Abaye Bidrafchi Zedavu Bishus HaYochid Afil Rabbonon Meide V'Chipli Rabbonon Bishodei Neif Bosarikre Hu Deplike. But the one point that Rashi is Chelik and all the Rishenim is that whereas, according to all Rishenim, other than Rashi, so on account of the principle of Shodei Neif Bosarikre, so the Neif that happens to be Bimtzias in the Rishus HaRabim acquires the status of a Rishus HaYochid, according to Rashi, no. We cannot say that the Neif should acquire the status, the same Rishus status as the Iker. Even if we say Shodei Neif Bosarikre, so the extent of the halacha of Shodei Neif Bosarikre is that the neif should acquire the chshives of the ikar, not that he should acquire the rishus status of the ikar. All right. Yes. What is it? One second. I mean, this. I don't want to. That means there is a very big nafkemine, according to the second Loshen, in Rashi. So, Rebbe and Rabbonon agree with Rav Chisda, but, and Rav Chisda himself only says that there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet in Rishus HaYochid, but in Rishus HaRabim there is, and both Rebbe and Rabbonon agree with Rav Chisda's din, and according to the first Loshen in Rashi, so Rebbe and Rabbonon And Rebbe and Rabbonon, so Rav Chisda himself holds there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet, even Rishus HaRabim. And Rebbe and Rabbonon both are chelik on Rav Chisda, but they can see to Rav Chisda in respect to Rishus HaYochid. There is a big nafkemin. All right, now, but according to Rashi, so the machlekes, the in this case, the chiyuv is on the score of Mavad of Zirik Daledames Rishus HaRabim. According to Teisves, the Chiyuv here is on the score of Meitzi, Mirshus HaRabim, Mirshus HaYochid. And according to Teisves, if we say Shodei Neif Bosarikre, so not only does it have the effect of endowing the Neif with the Chshives of Mokim Choshev that the Iker has, but it also has the effect of endowing the Neif with the Rishus status of the Ika. So Memele, Hoche Biil on Aimid Bishus HaYochid, Vinei Feneite Lishus HaRabim, Vizorak Vinoch HaNeifei. So, and he was Eirik from the Rishus HaRabim, and not Mitchilas Dalet Lesev Dalet, less than Dalet. The Chiyuv here is because of Mirshus Lashus. So Vizorak Vinoch HaNeifei. So the Rebbe Sova, Amrinei Shodei Neif Bosarikrei. So Memele, it acquires the Rishus status of the Iker, so it's a Rishus HaYochid, since the source, the origin of this Rike, the source of this Rike was a Rishus HaRabim, and the Hanoche is on the Neif, which though Bimtzias, it is in the Rishus HaRabim, but Alpedin, it has the Rishus status of a Rishus HaYochid, so it's Chayev on the score of Zerik, Mishus Arabi, Mishus Ayochid. And even if the Iker does not have Dalet al Dalet, he's still Chayev, because it has the status of Rishus Ayochid. And by Rishus Ayochid, there is no requirement of Dalet al Dalet. And Rabbolon Savre, Lo Yamrin on Shoden Eifei, so Mele, what's this, the Rishus status of the Neiv? Rishus Arabim. So he's not Chayev, because he does not, he's not Chayev, even if there will be Dalet Ames, because he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. This is how Tesis explains it. All right, now let's go back to the Tesis here. All right. Umay Rafu Bein Bikre Dalet. The Rebbe Soba Shad Nevos Ar Yikre Davit Vetsa Yochid. Because that's Tesis Vashite. Contrary to Rashi Shite. Vichaye Vafal Gavli Loyov Mokim Dalet. Kid Rav Chizde. Virabon and Savo Lamgir Shad Nevos Ar Yikre. So Mimele, it's not Rishus Ayochid, it's a Rishus Arabim. So Mimele, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Zerik, Mishus Arabim, Mishus Ayochid altogether. And on the score, and let's say, suppose there is Dalet Ames from the point of the Akire to the point of the Anoche, there is Dalet Ames, he cannot be Mechuyev on the score of Zerik Dalet Ames either, because he doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. All right. Avol Kosh. Amaylo mishana abayeli kamon biilo noemit kule birshus arabi v'yesh biikri dalet dire besovar shoden eifei v'choshuv mokim dalet ulrabonon lo yehave mokim dalet di birshus arabi meide raf chizde di bino mokim dalet di birshus ayochid davke koma raf chizde ki di mashmali kamon di koma birshus ayochid kul almeli plige ki di raf chizde. So this is a kashe. Why does Abaye have to apply the machleke between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case of Ilon Sheikh Bishus Ayochiv Nefil Shus Rabim? Why can't it apply to the case of an Ilon that is Ikre Vinefe above in the Rishus Rabim? Above in the Rishus Rabim. And the Iker, the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, the Neiv does not have Dalet al Dalet, so according to Rebbe, he's Chayev, even though he doesn't have Itzis Kolshu, it fell on Itzis Kolshu, so according to Rebbe, he's Chayev, Shalim Noich Masarikre, and according to Rabbonon, not Chayev. Why does he have to apply it to an unusual situation? So, what we said in Rashi yesterday, and this is mentioned by the Miri. As a matter of fact, the Tesfis Rosh mentions that in the name of Rashi. Apparently, he had another Madura of Rashi, because now Rashi, we said it in Rashi, but it's not spelled out. But the Tesfis Rosh mentions it in the name of Rashi, so it's another Madura of Rashi. That when is there a machlekes? Whether it's Shadin Nefi Basarikrei or Loi Shadin Basarikrei, so only Rebbe says Shadin Nefi Basarikrei, and Rabbonon say Loi Shadin Basarikrei, if it's in two separate Rishuis, if the Iker and the Neif are in two separate Rishuis. So maybe the Rabbonon say the Neif cannot be Nigra after the Iker, if the Iker is in one Rishus, is in Rishus Ayochid, and the Neif is in Rishus Arabim. Mashein Kein, if they are both in the Rishus Arabim, in the same Rishus, then even the Rabbonon agree that the Neif is Nigra after the Iker. So Mele, according to Rashi, there is no Kashi. So according to Rashi, there is no Kashi. Why Abaye doesn't apply it to the case of Ilon or Emet Kulibishus Rabim, V'yesh B'Ikre Dalet, the Rebbe Soba Shoden Neifei, V'choshiv Mokim Dalet, U'Rabbonon Lo Yavim Mokim Dalet. No, because in such a case, even the Rabbonon will say that the Neif is considered as a Mokim Dalet. Rabbon lavon gedalet. Di mushus rabbin bei der afrizde. Di mokem dalet mushus ayochi davki kom a afrizde. Was le kam mushus ayochi kwam le tri kin afrizde. So in other words, so why does Tesis says this kashi? Because Tesis is chilek an Rashi and the Mir. Tesis shite is that according to the Rabbonon, who are chilek, who reject the svorah of Shadin Levi Krei. So even if the Iker and the Neiv are in the same rishus, they still reject the concept of Shadim Nefi Basarim. All right. Now, so he says, V'yesh leima, nibirshus harabim leimotze leut. Di ha-nefi leimate mikimu lehave patra rabon. Afal gavdi leke dalet, di chiare smirte. V'hile maile mikimu lehave mechayef rebe, di kamalesi, im rochef abo, o im mokim ptu, im eine rochef dalet. So he says, no, Abaye couldn't apply the machleke between Rebbe and the Rabbonon to the case of an Elon who's Iker and Neif are both in the Rishis Rabbi. But the Iker has Dalet al Dalet. The Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet. So according to Rebbe, it's an innocent Iker, so it's considered the Mokim Choshev Neif. And according to Rabbonon, it's not considered the Mokim Choshev because Mimon Efsheh. Is the Neif lower than Gimel Tvochim? So then, how can the see, if the Neif is lower than Gimel Tvachim, so why should the Rabbonon be pater? If he throws Dalet Ames and he drops on the Neif, so true, the Neif does not have Dalet, but it's Poches Megimel from the Karake. So Kares Mich the Dam, yes, so it's considered Dalet. Kares Mich the Dam. So, and if it is more than Gimel Tvachim, so then it's Kivei Arishus Le'atzmei the Neif. It's Kivei Arishus. So then it's not a Rishus Arabim. If it has Dalet al Dalet, so then it's a Karmeles. And if it does not have Dalet al Dalet, so it's a Mokim Ptur. Dil Rebbe have it. So he says, oh. V'yesh lema, Dil Rishus Arabim, V'bosalu. Di ani flimato migimu lave patra rabon. Afal gavt leke dalet di chares mirti. Vile mailo migimu lave mechayev rebe di karmelasi im rochev arba o imokim ptur im in rochev dalet. So he can't visualize a case of a the Iker and the Neiv both being in the Rishus Rabim that it should be tolu in the shaila whether shadino nikre basaneifei. Because Mimonefshech, if the Neif does not have Dalet or Dalet, but if the Neif is Poches Migimel from the Karke, so is the Karke itself. So even the Rabbanon should say that he's Chayev. And if the Neif is Lmaila Migimel, so it's a Mokem Tur. So even Rebbe should say that he's Potter. Now, why doesn't Teisve say, I mean, this is what Rashba really says, but why doesn't Teisve say, no, there is Nafkemine, because let's say that the Neif is Lemaila Megimel. So Teisve says, if the Neif is Lemaila Megimel, so even Rebbe, who says Shadina Neif Ibasar Yikrei, so should say that it's Poter, because if it's Lemaila Megimel, so the Neif is Kivei Avishus Lehatzme, it's a Mokim Ptur. It's a Mokim Tur. But why couldn't we say that Rebbe, in view of the fact that he holds Shadin Neif Basar Ikrei, since the Iker is not Lemaila Megimel, or let's say if it is Goveyates V'Rabbi Mechatminorov, in other words, as long as the Iker is a Rishus Arabim, or for whatever reason, either because it's Poches Megimel, the Iker, or it's Koveyates, we have Mechatminolov, so Mimele, even though the Neif is Lemailo Megimel, so it's Nikher after the Iker. So Teisve Shite is, we do not say that Shadina Neif was a Rikrei, that on account of the fact that the Iker is a Rishus Arabim, so the Neif should also acquire a status of a Rishus Arabim. That we do not say. Even though Teisve Shite is contrary to Rashi, that vis-a-vis a Rishus Ayochid. So according to Rebbe, if the Iker is in the Rishus Ayochid, so the Neif, even though Bimtzias, it occupies space in the Rishus Arabim, it's Nigra after the Iker, and it acquires the Rishus status of the Iker, and it becomes a Rishus Ayochid. So that's vis-a-vis the Rishus Ayochid. Mashein Kein, vis-a-vis the Rishus Arabim. So Teisve Shite is that we do not say just because the Iker is a Rishus Arabim, on account of the fact that it's Poches Megimel of the character Rishus Arabim, or because it's Rabbi Tzitz and Rabbi Mechatvinolov. So the Neif that is Yisa Megimel should not be Mokim Ptur, but should be Nigra after the Iker and be a Rishus Arabim. Vis-a-vis Rishus Ayochi, Teisve Shite is, We do say Shaladin Rafabisarikre that the Naif should acquire the Rishu status of the Ikea. But vis-a-vis Rishus Arabim, we do not say that the Naif should acquire the Rishu status of the Ikea. Why not? Why is there a difference between Rishus Ayochid and Rishus Arabim? So it's very simple. You see, because Rishus Arabim depends upon the fact that it's a Rishus Arabim, that Rabbi Malchin or Rabbi Mishtamshin Be, or Rabbi Mishtamshin Be, it doesn't, in order to be a Rishus Arabim, it does not necessarily involve the fact that Rabbi Malchin Be, let's say Omutes, so no one walks on an Omutes, but Rabbi Mechatrin Be, so Rabbi Mishtamshin Be. In other words, it's handled by Rabbi. So, but if it's not handled by Rabbi, it cannot be a Rishus Arabim. Let's say if you have a deserted alley that is not handled by Rabbi, so that's not a Rishus Arabim, the Midbar. It's not a Rishus Arabim, the Midbar. Except the Rambam Shit. All right, so the Rambam is Yochid. But all, according to all the other Rishenim, the Midbar is not a Rishus Arabim, even though it is Tezayin Amor wide. I mean, it's more than Tezayin Amor. So, but why? Because in order to be a Rishus Arabim, it must be handled by Rabbim, either by Hiluch Rabbim or by Tashmish Rabbim. So, Mimele, Teis V'Shite is, vis-a-vis Rishus Ayochid, if the Iker is in the Rishus Ayochid, and the Neif is in the Rishus Arabim, Bimtzies, so according to Rebbe, that we say Shalim Neif V'Sarikrei, so the Neif is Nikrar after the Iker. But vis-a-vis Rishus Arabim, if the Iker is a Rishus Arabim, it's Poches Megimu, or it's Goveyates, V'Rab Mechatvin Olof, and the Neif is Goveya Megimu. So then it's a mokem too. It cannot be nikra after the Rishus Arabim. Why not? But we say Shadim Neif V'Sarikre, that's vis-a-vis the Rishus Ayochid. But vis-a-vis Rishus Arabim, so in order to acquire a status of Rishus Arabim, it must be handled by a rabbi. And if it's not handled by the rabbi, it cannot acquire his status of Rishus Arabim. That's the issue. All right. But let's see what the Rashbo is chedik. That's the Rash. This Rashbo, that's not the Chidusha Rashbo. Rav Shlomo ben Aderes, but it's Rabbi Nishim sheniz the Rash. Ul Rashbo nireh. Di Rishus Arabim, name mishkachas lo, limeima, sho de neifei bosar ikri. Kigein she ikri poches mishleisho. O yigovei atez. Vi rabbi mechatvin olof. De have Rishus Arabim. Vi neifei eilu lemailo migimu. Dil Rebbe have neif Rishus Arabim. Di shadino li bosar ikri. Ke heiche. Di shadino li bosar ikri li shavi Rishus Ayochit. Ul Rabbono lo yave ki Rishus Arabim. So Yisraelik, the Rashbo, Yisraelik, the Rashbo. And the Rashbo says, no, that we apply that on the basis of the principle of Shadino Neiv Basarikre, so the Neiv can acquire the status of Rishus Arabim also, because the Iker has the status of Rishus Arabim. He is Yisraelik on basis. Now what's the Machlekes? So it's a basic Machlekes between Teisves, and the Rashi. So Rashi Shite is, Rashi cannot involve himself in this Machlekes, because according to Rashi, Shadim Nosav Esarikre does not have the effect of endowing the Neif with the Rishu status of the Ikre. So mainly it's not Chayach, so vis-a-vis Rishus Ayochid we cannot say it, vis-a-vis Rishus Arab we cannot say it, but both Teisves and the Rashbo are Chilikan Rashi, and they both hold that the concept of Shadim Nosav Esarikre is sufficient to endow the Neif with the Rishu status of the Iker. So Teis V'Shite is that he only vis-a-vis Rishus Ayochid can the Iker endow the Neif with the Rishu status of the Iker. But vis-a-vis Rishus Arabim, not. And the Rashba Shite is that even vis-a-vis the Rishus Arabim. Now we have to understand what's the Pshat. Now, there is a Gemara Dafches on Medalef. After the star, they are in the middle of the column. After the star, Omarule, Omu Tisha B'Yoshu Sarabi, V'Rabi Mechat V'Nolov, V'Zorak V'Nochal Gabov, Chayev. So, Omu Tisha. Omutes, and Rabin fix their baggage there, they are Mechatvinolo, they are Mishtamish in it. So, and then Vizor Avinoch al Gabov, Sachai. It has a din of Rishis Rabin. So Rashi says, Mechat Vizor Ak Mitchilas Dalet, Tisho Davke Noka, the Hosli Chutve, the Inaloy Gobe Aloynamuch, Vizor Ak Mitchilas Dalet, Le Save Dalet, Mechatvi Loy, Vichim Ditzorich Le Rabin, Rishis Rabinu, Bein Rochel, Bein Kotza. So in other words, so the Rabbi Kveiga says, "Einli kamon tzadikale from the base berashi di baramasreel ineime vitzolchi." So in other words, the tzadikale right after the Mishnah, tzadikale from the base right after the Mishnah ineime is kuperish es Rabbi kin gevei ates virochef arbo virabi mechatnolov dechazir le Rabbi likufe kidom al ferikam. So in other words, so the Rabbi Kveiga points out that there is a stira between two Rashis. In other words, Rashi da faces that Omutes Rabbi Mechatvinov has a Chalishem Rishus Rabin, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet. And according to Rashi da Tzadik Aleph, so when do we say that Omutes Rabbi Mechatvinov has a status of a Rishus Rabin, a Chalishem Rishus Rabin, only if it's Dalet al Dalet? Now, vis-à-vis Rishus HaYochitz, we know that Dalet al Dalet is a prerequisite. Let's say, Omud Govei Ayud, and it's not Rochev Dalet al Dalet. It's Gimel al Gimel, or Dalet al Gimel. So then, does not have a din of Rishus HaYochitz. Vis-à-vis Kamales is in the Rabbanon. All right. But vis-à-vis Kamales, so if you have Yeser Migimel, if you have an Omud, Yeisa Migimul, that is set up in the Rishus Rabin, and it's Rochev Dalet al Dalet, so then it has its Shem Karmeles. But if it's not Rochev Dalet al Dalet, it does not have a Chali Shem Karmeles. So we see that Dalet al Dalet is a Shiur in endowing it, a Chali Shem Rishus. Whether it's Rishus Ayochit or Karmeles. Karmeles also has a Chali Shem Rishus. So if it does not have the dimensions of Dalet al Dalet, Dalet Vochim wide and Dalet Vochim width and Dalet Vochim length, so then it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Karmeles. So one could argue with cogent logic, I mean that it would be in line with the Rashi Daf Tzadik Aleph, that vis-a-vis Rishus HaRabim too. So true, Omutes Rabbi Mechatvinolov has a din of Rishus Rabin, but when can it have a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabin if it has Dalet al Dalet? So just as Govei Ayud V'Rochev Dalet al Dalet has a din of Rishus Ayochit, just as Govei Agimul and Dalet al Dalet has a Rishus of Ikamales, so Govei Ates V'Rabbi Mechatvinolov and has Dalet al Dalet has a Shem Rishus Rabin. Mashenkein, if it's not Dalet al Dalet, it cannot be a Rishus. It cannot be a Rishus. And that's probably the Svore of Rashi Daf Tzadik Aleph. So not, you see, so apart from the requirement of Mokim Choshuv of Dalet al Dalet, as far as the requirement of Mokim Choshuv of Dalet al Dalet, so that has to do with the Hanoche and the Akire. And that requirement can be dispensed on account of achsheve, let's say, like rock. So there we dispense with the requirement of mokim choshev. But here, when Rashi says that Tzadik Aleph, that Rashi defines what is an askupesh of Rishus Rabim. So he's not discussing when it's chayev or is not chayev, because as far as the requirement of mokim choshev al dalet, so that can be dispensed with his machshove if he has a deliberate intention to make the anoche and mokim less than dal dal dalet, so mimeili it's anoche chshuv. Rashi there appears to be saying that if the skupe does not have dalet al dalet, then it's not even a rishus rabin. So mimeili it's not shayach to say machshavtei machshevelei mokim choshev. When is it shayach to say machshavtei machshevelei mokim choshev? Let's say rock. So, a Rishus Rabim it is, because if a person stands in the Rishus Rabim, so it is a Rishus Rabim. the person has the same rishus in which he stands. But there is a shaila of Eikeya. So we say, but if he doesn't even have a Shem Rishus Rabbi, so it's not shayach to say, so what Rabbi Kveya really means is that there is a stira between two Rashis. According to Rashi, Rashi Dafei says, Rashi daf cheses bein rochav bein kotzer. So what does it mean? So the omutes bein rochav bein kotzer. So even if he doesn't have dalet, that omut has a chalei shem rishus rab. Now then you'll ask, but how can he be chayev if the hanoche is made on that omut? And that omud, when he doesn't have dalet, so it's not hanoche chshuve. So as far as that problem is concerned, he can dispense with that problem. Suppose there is a machshove, he has a deliberate intention to make the anoche dafke on the tomut, and he doesn't want that the anoche should be made on something other than the tomut. So then we have no problem. We are not faced with the problem of anoche alimokim choshi. But one could argue, even if he has a deliberate intention of making the anoche dafke on the tomut and not on anything else, so there is no problem with anoche al mokim choshuv. But if he doesn't have dalet, it's not even rishus rabim. So Rashi says no. When is there such a prerequisite of dalet? That's ligabi rishus ayochid. That's ligabi kalmeles. But ligabi rishus rabim, there is no such prerequisite that it must have dalet. This is the shita of Rashi d'Afres. The shita of Rashi d'Afzadi, Kale, as Rabbi Kivei understands it, is to the contrary. That if the omutes, even though it's Rabbi Mechatin Olam, but if it's not Dalet, so it's not a Rishus Rabim, just as an omut Yud. It is not Dalet, it's not a Rishus Ayochid. He doesn't even have the Chalei Shem Rishus Rabim. So mainly it's not Shayach to say, Machshavtim, Machshavle. The Machshavle cannot convert something that is not a Rishus Rabim into a Rishus Rabim. All right, so in other words, so we see that there are 2 days. One second, excuse me. So you see that there are 2 days as to whether the prerequisite of dalet that is applicable to Rishus Ayochid and to a Karmeles, is it also applicable to Rishus Rabim? There are 2 days. Now, so if we say what's the machlekes? After all, what Rashi appears to be saying in Daf Tzadik Aleph seems to be very reasonable. Why shouldn't the same aloche that applies to Rishus Ayochid and to Karmeles apply also to Rishus Rabim? Why do we say, we cannot say that it's a special aloche Rishus Ayochid, so then it wouldn't apply to Karmeles? We see that this prerequisite applies to Rishus Ayochid and it applies to Karmeles, so it's a general principle. It's not a specific requirement of Rishus Ayochid. It's a general principle. In order to have a Chalei Shem Rishus, it must have a minimum of dimensions. What's the minimum of dimensions? Dalet. If it doesn't have this minimum dimensions of Dalet, it cannot be a Rishus. It cannot be a Rishus Ayochid, it cannot be a Karmeles, it cannot be a Rishus Rabbi. So why does Rashi say Dafches that if it's Rabbi Mechatvin Olam, if it's Rabbi Mechatvin Olav, even though it does not have Dalet, it still has a Chalei Shem Rishus Rabim? So apparently, Rashi Shite is that Omutes that stands in the Rishus Rabim, that is set up in the Rishus Rabim, and Rabbi Mechatvin Olav is not a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit, but it's on the merit of the Rishus Rabim in which it is set up. For example, the Arishenim, as a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like that, even though there are many Rishenim Wachilik. But many Rishenim, and that is the Shita of Rashi and Tesfos in Eirav too, that a Rishus Rabim is only if there are Shishim Ribes, if there are Shishim Ribes, 600,000 people who traverse that place daily. So, but if there are no Shishim Ribay, Bekin Bay, so it's not a Rishus Rabim. And that's Rashi Shita in Erev. Now, so the question is, when the Gemara says that Omutes, V'Rabim Echatvin Olov, the rabbi mechatvin olov. So it has a din of rishus harabim. So does it mean that only if shishim ribi, 600,000 people, are mishtamish in that amud? Well, it could be, I mean, but that's highly unusual. It's highly unusual. Even, I mean, in today's city, so you have many cities that have shishim ribe passing through the streets daily. But that you should have 600,000 people who handle amishtamish in an omutez, that today you certainly don't find it. Maybe in the old days, so it was more common. Today people have cars, so they don't have to handle an omutez, you see. All right, So it all depends. If we say that Omutes Rabbi Mechatvin Olov is a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit, so Bemele it must conform to all the requirements of Rishus Rabbim. One of the requirements of Rishus Rabbim is that he should have Shishim Ribei, so the Rabbim should also be Shishim Ribei. So also Shishim Ribei. According to these Rishenim who say that there is such a prerequisite. I mean the other Rishenim who reject this prerequisite altogether. But according to Rashi and Tesis Neirab, that there is such a prerequisite, so here too. But if we say that Omutes Rabbi Mechatzin Olov becomes a Rishus Rabbim not on the basis of its own merit, not Bishchus Atzmei, but because it becomes bottle, it becomes tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. Because it becomes tofel to the Rishus Rabbim, so Mimele, this requirement of Shishim Ribei has no application to it. Because as long as the street in which the omud is set up has shishim ribei, so mimele that omud becomes tofel and bottle to the rishus harabim. So mimele, it seems that is the machlekes. Those that say that it has to be rabim, that those that say that it has to have dalet al dalet, as Rabbi Kiva understands Rashi and Daf Tzadik Aleph to say. So then, why does it have Dalet? Why should it require Dalet? Because if it doesn't have Dalet, it cannot acquire the same Rishus. It cannot acquire the same Rishus on the basis of its own merit. But in order to have it in of Rishus Rabbim as an appendage, as something that is pertinent, that is bottle, that is stoffel to the Rishus Rabbim, it doesn't require to have Dalet. So that's the... So, and this is the shita of Rashi Dafres, that it's not on the basis of its own merit, but it becomes tofu. So when does it become tofu? If it's Rabbi Mechatvin Olov. But if it's not Rabbi Mechatvin Olov, then it doesn't become bottled or Rishus Rabbim. But if people do use it in fixing their baggage, so then it becomes bottled or Rishus Rabbim. But it's not on Rishus Rabbim on its own merit, but because it becomes tofu to the Rishus Rabbim. All right, now, so the Rashbo says, now, one second, let me explain. One second, please. All right, now, so Teisus here says, V'yishleim al Rishus Rabbim l'yotzalimu, di haneif limato migimu l'have patra rabono. Because if the neif is limato migimu, so I have a patra rabbon. Afo gav di leke dalet. Di chares michti. Vi li maile migimul, have a mechayev rebe, di kam lisi roch arba, o imokim pitu in roch of dalet. So what does the Rashba say? No. That if it is li maile migimul, so then, according to Rebbe, so it becomes a Rishus Rabbim. So it becomes a Rishus Rabbim. So he says, then it is mechuyev. It is mechuyev. Why? Because shodan eifei basar ikri. That's what the Rashba says. And Teisve says, no, that if it's l'maylo migimol, so we cannot say that it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. Because Rambot it has a din of Mekip Tur. Why? Because, so we explained it, even though Teisve agrees, he's also Chelikan Rashi, and he holds that on account of the principle of Shalom Neif, so the Neif is Nikrar after the Ikea, and it acquires the Rishu status of the Ikea. So, but here, the Neif, that is Lmailo Megimu, doesn't acquire the Rishu status of the Ikea. Why? Because If Rishus Rabbim depends upon the Tashmish of Rabbim, the Hiluch of Rabbim, and the Tashmish of Rabbim, and the Tashmish of Rabbim. Now, the Tashmish of Rabbim. So Mimele, here, the Neiv by itself is not a Rishus Rabbim. It's certainly not a Rishus Rabbim. It's not a Rishus Rabbim. But according to the Rashbo, it requires the status of Rishus Rabbim on account of the fact that it's Nigra. What it means, it's Nigra? It becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So if we say, like the Rishenim, that by Omutes, even if it's not Daled al Daled, So it still has a din of Rishus Rabbim. So why? Not on its own merits. On its own merits, without Daled al Daled, it cannot acquire Halishem Rishus. But because it becomes Tofel, it becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So then, it's possible to argue like the Rashbo, like the Rash, and say, just as an omutes, is bottled to the Rishus Rabbim, even though on the basis of its own merit, it couldn't be Rishus Rabbim, it doesn't have Shishim Ribei, but it becomes bottled to Rishus Rabbim. So it's possible to argue that the Neiv also becomes bottled to the Ikya. Even though by itself it couldn't be Rishus Rabbim. Why couldn't it be Rishus Rabbim? Because it's more than Gimel Tvorchim from the Karki. But it's possible to argue that it should be Nigrar after the Ikar and should become Tofu and bottle to the Ikar. In the same way as the Omutes becomes Tofu and bottle to the Rishus Rabbim itself. It's possible to argue. But if we are going to say that by Omutes, as Rashid after the Caliph appears to say, so it must have Daled al Daled. So, but if it doesn't have Daled al Daled, so it doesn't have a Din Rishus Rabbim. Why shouldn't it become bottle? The answer is, and if it becomes bottle Rishus Rabbim, then there shouldn't be any requirement of Daled al Daled. So the Rashid after the Caliph must hold, no, that there is no such thing as Tofel and bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. In order to become a Rishus Rabbim, it must be on its own merits. Rishus Rabbim, by definition, means that it's a Rishus Rabbim by its own merits. But if, on its own merit, it cannot be a Rishus Rabbim, so it cannot become a Rishus Rabbim because of the merit of something else. So, Omutes, according to Rashid after the Caliph, so can only become a Rishus Rabbim if it has Daled al Daled, and Mimele, according to the Shite, that one of the prerequisites of a Rishus Rabbim is Shishim Ribei, so it must have Shishim Ribei Mechatvin all of two. So Mimele, if we say like Rashid after the Caliph, then the whole concept of Nigra is not Shayach in Rishus Rabbim. Is not Shayach. So Mimele, we cannot say like the Rashbam. So in other words, so one way of explaining Teisves is that Teisves holds like Rashid after the Caliph. So that means that there is no such thing as Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. In order that something should become a Rishus Rabbim, it must become a Rishus Rabbim on its own merit, not as a Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. So Mimele, we cannot say Shadin and Neifi Basarik. That's one way of explaining it. Now, the Rashbo, so if we explain that way, so that means the Teis Veshite is like Rashid after the Caliph, that Omutes, Rabbi Mechatvinolov, so has to become a Rishus Rabbim on its own merit, but on the basis of Nigra, it's not Shayach, there is no such thing as Tofel and Bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So Mimele, we cannot say Shadin Neif Vasarikre, and because of that the Neif should acquire a status of Rishus Rabbim because it's Nigra after it. If on its own merits, it couldn't become a Rishus Rabbim because it's Yesa Megimel. So it's geveya rishus b'fnei atzmei, so it cannot be nigra and tofel and bottle to the rishus rab. That's the shite. And what's the Rashba shite? If we explain it like that, so the Rashba shite, so you have to say that the Rashba agrees with Rashi shite d'afches. That omutes rabbi mechat v'nolov as a din of rishus rab, if he doesn't have dalet al dalet. But how can it acquire a Shem Rishus without Al Dalet? It couldn't acquire a Shem Karmeles without Al Dalet. It couldn't acquire a Shem Rishus Ayochid. So the answer is, here it doesn't become a Rishus Arabim on its own merits, because it becomes Nigrar, it becomes Tofel, and bottled the Rishus Arabim. So there is such a concept. So Memele, since there is such a concept, that it becomes Tofel and bottle to the Rishus Arabim, so Mimele, the Rashba applies the same concept. The Rashba applies the same concept also to a nave. In other words, so we say that even though the nave is Morten Gimel, so on its own merit, it couldn't become a Rishus Arabim. But it becomes Nigra, it becomes Tophil and Bottle to the Ika. The Neiv becomes Tophel and Bottle to the Ika. That's the sheet of the Rashba. And then, Teisves. So, the Rashba sheet is certainly on the basis of Tophel and Bottle to the Rishus Rabbi. The Rashba sheet. But Teisves sheet, so one way of explaining Teisves is that Teisves agrees with Rashba sheet of Tzadik Aleph. But there is another way of explaining Teisves shite. The Teisves also agrees with Rashi shite d'afches, that by omutes, so it becomes a Rishus Rabbim because it becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabbim, not on the basis of its own merits. Still, he rejects the shite of the Rashba of the Neif is nigrar after the Iker. Why? Because for a very simple reason. So by omutes, so the omutes that Rav Mechatnolov becomes bottle and becomes tofel to the Rishus Rabbi. Mashein can hear the nave. So what is the nave? Does the Iker itself have a din Rishus Rabbi on the basis of its own merit? No. Even though, because what is the Iker? The Iker is Rabbi Mechatnolov. Rabbi Mechatvinolov, the Iker is Govei Ates, and Rabbi Mechatvinolov. So the Iker itself is not a Rishus Rabbim on the basis of its own merit. So the Iker itself is only a Rishus Rabbim as a Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. Tofel Rishus Rabbim. It's not necessary that Shishim Ribei should be Mechatev on that Iker. So the Iker itself is only a Rishus Rabbim because it's Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. So Memele, true, something can become a Rishus Rabbim because it's Tofel to the Rishus Rabbim. But that something should become a Rishus Rabbim because it becomes Tofel to a Tofel to Rishus Rabbim, that not. So Memele, the Rashba goes one step further, we have to say, that the Rashba holds that our mutes Rabbi Mechatvinolov. So he's a Rishus Rabbim, not on the basis of its own merit, but because it becomes nigra to the Rishus Rabbim. It becomes tofil to the Rishus Rabbim. And he goes one step further, not only can something become a Rishus Rabbim as a tofil to the Rishus Rabbim, but if something becomes a tofu to a tofu of a Rishus Rabbim, it also can acquire its status of a Rishus Rabbim. So that's the machlekes. All right, now let's see. V'hodol emeike abay hoche. Now here begins the difficulty. V'hodol emeike le abay hoche mishim derafchiz del iboye mokim dalet gam b'Rishus Rabbim. Dimaish. So there are all kinds of pshat. Mashom, Aram, Marshal. So it's very difficult. Pshat wise, it's very difficult. So he says, "V'hodol emeike abay hoche." So what's the pashtes halosh? Teisves es tikashi. Teisves es tikashi. Amayli mishane abayli kamon biilo noemit kuli b'shus rabim. V'yesh biikri dalet. Der Rebbe ist so was, der neue Fee, wo Chosch im Mokim Dalet, und der Rabbonen wo er am Mokim Dalet. Wir müssen sagen, Rabbi Meide, Rav Chizde, die bin im Mokim Dalet. Wir müssen sagen, Jochi darf gekommen, Rav Chizde. Kein Masch mal, die kamen. Die kommen, die Jochi, klar, mal, die Rav Chizde. So, das ist, gebe ich Terez. Because we can't visualize, wir müssen sagen, Rabbi, auf schon den Neue Fee, was er kriegt. So, then, der Rajbo is heilig. He says, we can visualize. So, my mail, when Tesis can, when the Rashba continues, we ho, to the Mikla, by ho, hem, shim, rafriz, the liboy, mokim dalet, gambish is a rabbin. So, what does it indicate? I mean, it's the way the Mashal explains it. So, in other words, so, the Rashba just finished refuting Tesis, who says that we can't visualize, shodan efe, basari, kring, the is a rabbin. And he, the Rashba, says that we can visualize a case of Shalinef Besarit Krain the Rishus Rabbim. So Memele, it's mashma that when Tesfes continues and says, Vodle Mikle Abayoche, Mishim de Rafchizde, Luiboye Mokim Dalet Gam Bishus Rabbim, it means, so Memele, that's the reason as to why Abaye doesn't mention the Wikimte of the case of Ikre Poches Mishleisho Gabe Ates Rabbim Chatvinolov, and Neife Elil Maile Megimu. Why not? Because the Rafchiz will boy mokim dalit gam b'shus rabbi. But then the question arises, so what? It doesn't even make sense. So true that Rafchiz is the boy mokim dalit gam b'shus rabbi. But why couldn't Abaye apply the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where he creates poches mishlei shoigo v'yates v'rab mechatvenov and v'nei fe'ilil amayla megimu? So Rebbe says that the Neif is a Rishus Rabbi, so the Mele is Chaye. So when it's not for all this culture, and the Rabbonon say, Lo Yavik Rishus Rabbi. So that's no Teretz, it doesn't even make sense. So the Mashal was bothered by it. Let's see what the Mashal says. Bilam is the Yochid. We hold the Mele of Abaye, okay. We tame it. Save. Nike hoche. Vi neime de rabbonon chashvel le mokim tu. Mi achet la shadin neife was arikre. So me meil on account of the fact that the Ike are his poches mitimu or rabbi mechatrin. Govei ates a rabbi mechatrin olof. So me meil eh. So, and we don't say that on account of the fact that the Ike are his rishus rabbi. So the neif should be a rishus rabbi. And since the neif is yesa mitimu, gimu or yesa mitimu, so it's a mokim tu, so he's potter. And Rebbe says, Shadina Neifa was a Ukraine. So, in view of the fact that the Iker is a Rishus Rabbi, either because it's Pachas Megibul or because it's Kovei Ates Rabbi Chatnolov, so Mele Neif is also a Rishus Rabbi. So, why doesn't Abaye? So this part we can understand. This part of the Mashal we can understand. In line with what I mentioned, the name of the Miriam. In other words, I said it in Rashi, in the face of the watch, mentioned it in the name of Rashi. In other words, that when are the Rabbonon Chilei, and Shadim Nekvotarikre, only there is one refuse, and the name is another refuse. So then the Rabbonon say there is no Indian of Mikra, of course. Inkin is the Iker and the Neif are both the same issues, both the Rishus Rabbin. Then even the Rabbonon can see the concept of Shadina Neife was a Iker. So in Mele, we can answer the question. What was the concept by the Rabbin? In other words, the Rabbin says that the Rishus Rabbin name Mishkachat. We may not have a Neife was a Iker. Can she keep the Rishus Rabbin or the Beatet, the Rabbin Mechatrinola? The other Rishus Rabbin. So he says, no. Why doesn't Abaye
Why? The machleke between Rebbe and Rabbon. So this case, because in this case, when the Ikar and the Neif are both in the Rishis Rabbin, but the Ikar, let's say, is going to attest, the Rabbi Mechatino, and the Neif is a little mile and gimel, so we couldn't say that the Rabbon holds. Well, Chabin of the Tarikre, in such a case, even the Rabbonon would agree that Chabin made with Tarikre, and the Neif is Nikra after the Ikar. Ever you care. This is what he said. That would be very good. But it could then question arises. So what's the relevance of Mishin Rav Chizel and Boyim Mokin Dalek and Bishit Rabi? So what's the relevance? There's no relevance. So that's part of the Marsha. They say, ואלמים נרף שזה רק בו סובר, דווקא בו נמיד יש עלים להתבטא איתך. זה לא הרבה מוקים תו, because this is the same ratio, so it's nick, אלו, למה קצור אלו שזרעת? It's me that I said it. בפרט. So that is why it's explained. So why does the Rajbo mention here the Hodu will make the Abayim שם רפחיז לו בואים בוחים תלו שזרעת? Let's say that רפחיז זה requires תלו תלו שזרעת. We still could be the same time. So it says, בפרט, מאחר ולבויה, מוקים דלו שזרעבים, אם כן, לא יבוא לכלל מוקים תור. So he says, it's very relevant. It's not right. Because of the fact that the Rishus did, because of the fact that Rav Chisda says that we don't require Dalet, our Dalet in Rishus Rabin, that's the reason as to why it's really bolich l'amokitse. In other words, if we were to say that Rav Chisda requires Dalet our Dalet, then we could argue that it is both from the control. But since Rav Chisda says we don't require dollars which is rabbin, we don't require dollars which is rabbin. So Mimele, we can say that Lloyd Bolich while mocking too, and the name becomes Nikra after the care. What's the name? Now, so with what I said before, so you take, actually, we could say that the Rabbonon rejects the concept that if we could say that there is no concept of Shahirinate Patarit. There is no concept of Shahirinate Patarit. But since Rav Chisda says that there is no requirement that the Anoche should be any mocking Dalet al Dalet, even the Rishis Rabin, now the question arises, if it falls, not on the Karkar Rishis Rabin, because the Karkar Rishis Rabin, there is always Dalet al Dalet. So that means that Rav Chisda is saying that even where it falls on something that is set up in the Rishis Rabin, like in this culture, they set up the Rishis Rabin. So, and he doesn't have Dalet, so he's still high. Why? So Rav Chisda rejects the whole concept that Anoch has to be an immokimot. But let's leave that aside. But if it falls on his culture, so he shouldn't even have a Halei Shem Rishis Rabin. Rishis Rabin, in order to have a Halei Shem Rishis on the basis of his own merit, then it must have Dalet. And if it falls on his culture in the Rishis Rabin, so true, as far as the requirement of Mokim Chosuk, so Rav Chisda is chilek on that whole requirement that it has to fall on the Mokim Chosuk. But if it is his culture, and it didn't fall on the Karka Rishis Rabin, so the male disease should not even have a Halei Shem Rishis Rabin. Because in order to have a Halei Shem Rishis Rabin on the basis of his own merit, it must have Dalet al Dalet. If it doesn't have the minimum dimensions of Dalet al Dalet, it cannot have a Shem Rishus or Rabin on the basis of its own merit. So how can Rav Chisda say that even if the Chesed falls, drops, and it is culture, he's still higher? All right. So as far as the requirement of Mokim Chosuf, Hanoch Hachuf, all right. So he's really kind of the whole thing. But in order to be higher, so it must rest on the Rishis Rabin. And it didn't rest on the Karka Rishis Rabin. So it rested on his east that he set up in the Rishis Rabin. that it's an aberration to Rabbi. So the question is, why should it be Chayim? How can it have the Chalishem Rishis Rabbi? So you must say, true, disease couldn't have disease that is set up in the Rishis Rabbi and does not have the minimum dimension of the Rishus, of the Al Dalet, cannot have the Chalishem Rishis Rabbi on the basis of its own merit. But it can have a Din Rishis Rabbi as a topple to the Rishis Rabbi, as a nigra of the Rishis Rabbi. So in Mele we see from Rav Chisde that there is such a concept as topple, as nigra. So in Mele, since Rav Chisde tells us that even when a chifetz falls on a Din in the Rishis Rabbi, that is not Dalet al Dalet. So it's Chayev. So we see two halachas from Rav Chisde. Number one, that Rav Chisde is Chayek on the whole requirement of Anochech Shuvel, the Mokim Chos. Number two, that the disease that is set up under Rishis Rabbi, the disease that is set up under Rishis Rabbi, so a disease that is set up under Rishis Rabbi, he also has the din of Rishis Rabbi, even though he does not have the minimum dimensions of the Al Dalet. So it couldn't have a din of Rishis Rabbi on the basis of its own merit. So it must have a Chalei din of Rishis Rabbi because it becomes tofu, bottle, nigra after the Rishis Rabbi. So we see from Rav Chisde that there is such a concept as tofu to the Rishis Rabbi. Once we see that there is such a concept as tofu to the Rishis Rabbi, even though on the basis of its own merit it cannot be a Rishis Rabbi, so we can reasonably say that the Neif becomes a Rishis Rabbi as a tofu to the Iker, even though on the basis of its own merit it cannot have a Rishis Rabbi. This is what the Mashal means. So he says, "Vani Eimer Efshar the Rashbosova." והרבון אומר לי שהדין הנאיף בפתרית חי ולא יחב למוקים פטור אלו רשיס רבי בפרט מיחר ולא ימוקים בוי ימוקים דלת רשיס רבי אם כן, so why does he say בפרט מיחר? The answer is, the question of Isaac, why does the Ratesis have to say what will moit לבי אורכם שתי רב חיסו בוי ימוקים דלת? So the answer is, no, because if we didn't have that חידש that רב חיסו לבוי ימוקים דלת, then we could argue that there is no such thing as nigra. But how do we know that there is such a thing as nigra? After the Rishis Rabbim, because Rav Chisde says that even if the Anoche takes place and is this kolshu, that is not, that does not have the minimum dimensions, is chayev. All right, so we see two chidushim by Rav. Number one, that there is no prerequisite of Anoche Chashuv and Mokim Choshuv. But we see another Chiddush, another important Chiddush, that even though disease on the basis of its own merit couldn't have a Din Rishis Rabbi because it doesn't have the minimum dimensions that are indispensable for a Rishis Rabbi, Rishis Ayochit, Kamlet, whatever Rishis it is, but it acquires the Din Rishis Rabbi as Gore, as a Nigra. So we see from Rav Chisde that something can become a Rishis Rabbi not on the basis of its own merit, but as a Tofel to a Rishis Rabbi. So once we come to that conclusion, so we can reasonably say that even though the Neif is more than Gimel, so it certainly could not become a Rishis Rabbi on the basis of its own merit, but it can become it can acquire a Din Rishis Rabbi and the merit of the Iker. What difference does it make? So Memele, even the Rabbonon can say Shadin Noise Basarit. This is what the Mashal probably means. Alright, now, let's see. So that's the Pshah in cases of Mashal. We hold the Mashal of Abayah Ochet. We can the Rabbis and we boy him up in Dalet. Gam the Shusarabim, the Maishne. Oh, so the question is, so why did Rabbis say, why did Rav Chisde say, "No, I'm going to be shita yochid, he's all I can know gabo"? So, is chayev. Let him say, "No, I'm going to be shita yochid, be shita rabim." Why does he emphasize be shita yochid? So he says, "Inach name." The reason as to why he emphasizes shita yochid because he says, "Afil gavia meyam." So that is only be shita yochid, be shita yochid el rakia, but be shita rabim. So only if it's "No, I'm going to be shita rabim," up to yud, and it's less than yud. So then, and if it's Rabbi Mechatvinov, If it's Rabbi Mechafinov, let's say like Amutez, it doesn't have to be Datke Amutez. All right, some Rishenim you'll find say Datke Amutez. But Amutez, Rabbi Mechafinov not. Why? Because if it's only Govei Ches Kvochim, so then people cannot fix the cannot handle their baggage with ease. So Mele, because the average man is much taller to be able to handle his baggage on an omud that is only 10th of night. So it's not that there is a special halacha dafke omutez. That depends upon the mitzvahs, upon the height of people. Let's say if it is a place where most of the people are midgets, so then it doesn't have to be omutez. It can be omud gimel. Why dafke omutez? And let's say today you have, I don't know, I mean, in Chicago, I see it in the parks, but let's say in New York, let's say, on Broadway, so you have benches. On Broadway, you know, you have benches. So the benches are goveya more than gimel tvochim, but they are not goveya tes, but it's not used for fixing the for handling the baggage, it's used for sitting. It's used for sitting. So suppose someone will throw something, a chifet, and to fall on that bench that is on Broadway. So you'll be hired because it's Rav Mechafinov. So in other words, so this is what he is saying. Rav Chisda says, no, it's going to be Shusayochid. He emphasizes Shusayochid because he says, Afil Goveya Me'amo. So Shusarabi, it's Ramayla Me'ud, so it's a Mokim too. So it doesn't become toffle and bottle to the Shusarabi. Mashenke, if it's less than you, if it's less than youth, so then he's also chayav. This is what he says. V'ho, the Rav Chisda, the nokat Rishus Hayochi, mishim liboy lashmino nafil govei amei ames, mishim Rishus Hayochi deil ad lorokia. Why did nokat iyo Rishus Hayochi, nokat name? So that's the reason as to why Rav Chisda himself mentions Rishus Hayochi, to advise us that vis-a-vis Rishus Hayochi, it even govei amei amo. But vis-a-vis Rishus Harabim, if govei amei amo not, but if govei amei amo less, then you tvachi, then even Rishus Harabim so is chayev, because Rav Chisda rejects the whole concept of Adal Dalet. Why? Oh, so that explains as to why Rav Chisda mentions Rishus Hayochi. How is it that Abayo also says, Rishus Hayochi, go home and forget? Why did he not get here Rishus Hayochi? But it's lab davke b'shus ayochid kol almo l'plige. That it means bein b'shus ayochid, bein b'shus arabim, kol almo l'plige. That there is no necessity, there is no requirement of dal dal dalet, of mokim choshev. Umay di meikele, abay li kamon, alibid Rav Chisda, hodi nokat zit kol shu, da'afilu, so the question arises according to the Rashbo, the way the Rashbo says that actually Rav Chisda says there is no requirement of Dalet, Bein Bershus Hayochid, Bein Bershus Rabbi, and the Machleik is between Rebbe and the Rabbonon both agree that there is no requirement of Dalet, Bein Bershus Hayochid, Bein Bershus Rabbi, and the Machleik is between Rebbe and the Rabbonon in the price of Zohar Tino Chogav Zis Kolchu is on the question as whether we say Shalom Eitzim Pesach Yitzchei or we do not say Shalom Eitzim Pesach Yitzchei. So Mimele, if the Yilon, the Iker is in the Rishus Hayochi and the Menef is in the Rishus Rabin and he threw it from the Rishus Rabin and he dropped on the Neif. So the question is the Chayim on the score of the Rishus Harabim Rishus Hayochi. So Rebbe says, Shalim Leif Basar Yitzchei, so Mimele, that means the Neif also has a status of Rishus Hayochi. So, and he threw it from Rishus Harabim, so he's chayv on the score of the Rishus Harabim, Rishus Hayochi. Rabbonon say, Rishus Shalim, this is not the Neif Basar Yitzchei, so Mimele is not chayv on the score of Zerei, Rishus Harabim, Rishus Hayochi. So why does the price have to mention this culture? Zorak Vinoch! Whether it's Kolchu or it is Dalet al Dalet or Meyo, it doesn't make any difference. Here the Shaili is nothing in connection with Dalet al Dalet, according to Tesis, according to Rajbo. The Shaili is whether the name that actually occupies space in the Rishus HaRabim acquires the Rishus status of the Iker. That stands in the Rishus Hayom. So why do they have to say Zitz Golshu? Why do they say Golshu? According to Rashi, there is no difficulty why it says Golshu. Because the whole shaila is whether disease that is a Golshu in Tzias is considered a Mokam Choshu. But according to Tzias, the Rashbo, so Chizda doesn't even require Mokam Choshu Dal Dal Dalet, and the Machlek between Rebbe and Rebbe and Rabbonon both agree with Rav Chizda. So the Machlek is on the question of Shalim Nefesh Arikre as to whether the disease, the thing, the disease has the status of Rishus Hayochi or the status of Rishus Rabim. If it has the status of Rishus Hayochi, so it's Chayev. If it has the status of Rishus Rabim, it's Potter. So why do they have to say this culture, let's say, Dorach Vinoch, Al Gabi Ziz, Rebbe Mechayev, Chachomim Petri. That's the Kashi. Who might make a Bible come on, leave it a freeze, hold it, look at this culture. That will be Rechav Dalet Namet, please. Eimer Ashbo, look at culture, Mishum, Rimayu Miyu, the Ave Rochav Dalet, Have a Rishus Ayochi. So he mentions these because of Rimayu Miyu. Because suppose disease is Dalet Al Dalet, and if disease is very tall, more than you for him, then it would become a Rishus Hayochid according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, who says Gudachis, even though it's not Dalet Al Dalet all the way in the Kone, not. Is Sabrek Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh Ba'azeirei. Veinir Alari. The Mashma, so in other words, so the whole, the culture is mentioned because of the Rabbonon. The Chachomim only pater because it is his culture. Hashemken, if it's Rochel Dal Dal Dalet, so then when it's L'mayla Miyud, he wouldn't be pater. In other words, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, if the Rabbonon would agree with Rabbi Yisrael. So that means that the culture is mentioned because of the Rabbonon. It's not Mashma. It's Mashma that the disease culture is mentioned because of Rebbe. So the question arises, why does he say culture? Why does he say culture? So according to Rashi, there's no kash. Because according to Rashi, so the whole Shailem is on account of the Dal Dal Dalet, whether it's considered the Mokam Choshu or not. But according to Tesis, it's kash. Veimeri, dia, venokatzis, tome, havesal kedaitor, dimayre birochef arp, vitaim, de redelab, mishum shalinov, vesarikre, elava mine, disolak rabbi yisib, rabbi yude, dinuat kone vishus rabbi, mvresh et trasko, loch anok et kolchu, lashminon, vitaim, de rebe, mishum shalinov, ori, virashe, shepirish kan, mishum shalinov, vipasarikre, vihave kimunah, vishus rabbi, al gabi mokin dalit. So the Rashi is difficult, as you say. In other words, they have a kimunah b'shus rabim, because according to Rashi, so even Rebbe, who says shodanei fi basari krei, so he does not endow the neif with the rishus status of the ikar, but it only endows the neif with the chshives of mokim choshuv of the ikar. So then, in this case, where the ikar stands in the rishus ayochit, and the Neif is in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Iker has Dalet Al Dalet, and then Yithuet, Rashi says Yithuet, B'tchilas Dalet, we say Dalet. So Rebbe says this Chayef on the score of Zeirik Dalet Al Dalet, Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because the Rishus HaRabim it is. But it doesn't have Dalet Al Dalet, so it's considered to be a Mokam Choshuv, because of Shadin Neif was a Ikre. And Rabbonon say, look, Shadin was a Ikre, so it's not Kasim was a Chashi. So he has the Kashi Mimon Efsher. The Chashi Pius Kam Shon Neif was a Ikre, Vali Kimuna Bishiz Rabin, Al Gom Mokim Dalet, Yef Shal Amido, Di Limato Migimu, Lipo Yoroch Et Dalet Li Kulal. Because if it's Limato Migimu, if the Neif is less than Gimu, so why do the Rabbonon say that he is Potter? Limato Migimu means that he dropped on the Karke. And Ulimailo Migimu,
And if it is lemaila migimul, so I have a rishus rabim, because then it's a mokim ptur. A mokim ptur or a kamales. I mean, kamales it isn't, because it's not al dalet. It only can be considered al dalet on the basis of shalim nefer b'sarikre. So it should be a mokim ptur. Ulmaila migimul, have a rishus rabim. So what could we say? So then they says, "Im lo inamid bidvei lo shemeino v'toch b'tzad ha'neif," and it stuck to the side. So that's like Avin. Tzad ha'neif. So memele. So according to Rebbe, that we say shanim nef besarikre. So memele, it's considered. So the tzad ha'neif, the side surface of the neif, is considered the mokem chosh. But according to Rabbonon, that we don't say shanim nef besarikre. So memele, the side surface of the neif is not the mokem choshu. So maybe it's potter. So in other words, so if we say like that, Pshat and Rashi, so then we have to say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rav Netan. But you see, I pointed it out yesterday that Rashi explicitly is like the Shita of the Rivo, not like Rav Netan. Because you see, talk before now, Davzayin of Medale. We talk before now, Chayev. Imer Rav Netan, we noch lemaiwa mishleisho, tzor shi before now, arbo al arbo. Because the Anoche is considered to be on the side of the Levain. It's considered. So the Melit has to have the side surface, has to have the dimensions of Abo Al Abo. But then the Rivo says no. So in other words, the Anoche is considered to be on the Karke. And as it is explained by the Tisus Sarosh, that the Leveno, the Kesel, is considered as an extension of the Karke. Now, so according to Tisus here, so then Rebbe says, so the Tzad Aneif is considered as a Mokem Choshuv. So it's chaye, and Rabbonon say, "Lo yamu yeshad neif besarikrei." So the side of the neif is not there to be a mokem choshuv. So he's potter. So he could only say that in Rashi if Rashi had agreed with Rabbi Netan, but Rashi happens to agree with the Rivo, because Rashi says, "Stam leveino orkom v'choror v'gimu." So he doesn't have dalet al dalet. So he agrees with the Rivo. Why should the Rabbonon say that he is potter because the side of the nave does not, you don't say the nave of Sarikre. So Memele, it's not Imokam Choshuv. But the Karke beneath is Imokam Choshuv. So that Tesis is very strange. So we have to say that Tesis knows is fully cognizant of the fact that Rashi Shita is like the Rivo. And that's why Tesis says, Im loy namid bidvei lo shmeino v'tor b'tzad ha'neif. Why did they say? So you can say, V'yesh leima, shedare bidvei lo shmeino v'tor b'tzad ha'neif. No, that we cannot say in Rashi. So this is what Tesis says. So we can only explain Rashi if we'll apply it to bidvei lo shmeino v'tor b'tzad ha'neif. But we cannot do it in respect to Rashi because Rashi happens to agree with the Rivo. So what is Tesis saying in effect? That Rashi is difficult. So it's not that Tesis is saying a kashi and Rashi and giving a teretz. Tesis, in effect, he's saying that Rashi is difficult, but it's not difficult because Rashi could apply this, that the machlekes between Reb and Rabbonon to a naif that is goveya tes and the Rabbi Mechatvinov. We are dealing with an ilon. We are dealing with an ilon that stands in the Rishus HaYochid. The Iker is a Rishus HaYochid, but the Neif overhangs in the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim. So it could deal, so the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with a case where the Neif is Govei Ates, and the Rabbim handle their baggage on that Neif, on that branch of the tree. And it's Govei Ates. So, but it doesn't have Dalet al Dalet. So it's not in Mokem Choshuv. It's not in Mokem Choshuv. So maybe according to Rebbe, that we say the Neif was a Rikre, since the Iker is a Mokem Choshuv, so the Neif is also considered a Mokem Choshuv. We come to Rabbonon, we don't say the Neif was a Rikre, so it's not a Mokem Choshuv. So this is the way we can explain the Rashi. All right. Now, this is the Pshat in the Teisves, in the Rashbo, according to the Marshal's Pshat. But the Mashal doesn't like the Marshal's Pshat. All right, now let's see the mashal. Hikshe mashal. Viteime seif seif. Neike ochev neime de rabonon chashvul mokmito. Miachad lishadino neife bosar yikre. ומצוס בגלטייסס ואני אימר אפשר דרשבו סבא דרף רבון המייל שאני נאיפה עשר יקרה ואהב עם הקליטור הלוי שעשר רבן עד כאן לשאלי אין שם ותראו את זה הוא סבור בלי שום ראי ולי נראה במשק קוסם דרף חיד לליבו ימוקים דלת גם בלי שעשר רבן דמיישנה ואין זה גמר תבריצום דבהול יתור אצרק קושס הטייסס דמיקורי המייל ימי כלו דחולי אימי דו שעשר רבן ויש בי יקרה דלת ויש בי יקרה דלת אבל קושס רשבו דמשכח אסלו דשוד הנאיפי בשר יקרי בנאיפי מיילו מגימו לא יתורס בו זה כי קושס משל שקוס בשימה גיליה אבל הוא מתורס בסעיף דבורו שקוס עבר הפחיס לנוקת רשיס היוחיד ואיידה דנוקת אי ורשיס היוחיד נוקת למה באי בשר אוכל בשר יוחד לאום דיקי הוא מסיים ומק פלוטאי נם בילו נעים בשר יוחיד מי הוא פשיט דה דה ומוצא נם מלוק מפלוטאי בילו נשים את כאילו בשר רבין כמו שקוס עבר רשבו וחיקוש יש משל בשם הגיליאן, דרבונם פליגה, וחשבינו לי מוקים פטור, ולשעדינו נאיפי בזר יקרה. אלו דניח עלי ליהוק מפלגתאי, דום ידי כול העל מלוי פליגה, דיקום אדמי רבי שוס היוחד. ובוכי יסייס מה שיקס המשל. All right, now, so what is the משל, the משל say? The משל says like this. He says, now at first Tesis says the קשה, אבו קושי, אמי לו משנה הבאיה לי כמון, ביילו נועים את כולי בשוס הרבים, ויש בי יקרי דלת. דרי בסוב השגיד הנעיפי, וחושב מוקים דלת. ורבונו להב ומוקים דלת, בשוס הרבים, מי דרפחיז דלבין מוקים דלת. די בשוס היוחיד, דווקא כמה רפחיז. כמה שלכם לכם בשוס היוחיד, כלל מוקים רפחיז. So that's the קשה. That's the first קשה that Jesus asks. Why can't Abai apply the מחלקת between רבי and רבונו to the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus Rabin, and the Iker has has Dalet al Dalet, and the Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet. So Rebbe says, Shonetshin and Neif was al Yikrei, so the male of the Neif is also considered the Mokim Choshuv, so he's Chayev, and Rabbonon say, Lo Yam Rishus Rabin of Vesar Yikrei. So the Neif is not considered the Mokum Choshev. That's the first Kashi. So Teisves gave it Eretz on the first Kashi. Why? Because we cannot visualize a chetimtze of Shadin and Neif in a case where the Iker and the Neif are both Neshes Rabbi. The Neshes Rabbi will be more to look for. The Neif will not be able to look for. We have a part of it. After that, we can tell it. The Haaret Michi. We will be able to look for the Mechaev Rebbe. Because we're monefshach. If the Neif is l'mata megimol, so the Rabbonim will also say that he's chayev. And if the Neif is l'mayla megimol, so if Rebbe will say, so then the Rashbo is chelik on that. He says the Bishus Rabbi name mishkachas lo l'meim asho the Neif ibasar yikre, ken she yikre pochas mishleisho, oi gavei ates, vi Rabbi mechatno, da have Rishus Rabbi, vi Neif eilu l'mayla megimu, vi Rebbe have a Neif Rishus Rabbi, de shadinu l'basar yikre, ki chadashinu l'basar yikre, vi shavu Rishus Ayochid, u Rabbon l'ave k Rishus Ayochid. Then, when he says, vi hodu l'meik le'a ba'i hoche, so he doesn't relate to the example of yikre gavei ates vi Rabbi mechatno lo, and Neif eilu l'mayla, then this wouldn't be a teretz, but it relates to the first kasha of Tesis. Why does this is how the Mashal explains it? Why doesn't Abaye say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with the case where the Iker and the Neif are both Nereshus Rabbim, but the Iker is dalet al dalet and the Neif does not have dalet al dalet. So he says we hardly make Abaye hoch. That the machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbonon deals with a case where both are under Rishus Rabbim, the Iker and the Neif, but the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, Neif does not have Dalet al Dalet. No! Bishim derav chiz leboyim okim Dalet gam Rishus Rabbim. So what difference does it make? If the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus Rabbim, and the Iker has Dalet al Dalet, and the Neif does not, so why should there be a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, even if neither the Iker nor the Neif have Dalet al Dalet? He's still Chayev. Bein according to Rebbe, bein according to Rabbonon, because there is no requirement. So it's a very good teretz on the first kashi, but he doesn't give any teretz on the and the second kasha. But let him mention another example. Let him apply. So true. So that's a very good teretz. The only difficulty is because the pashtus haloshen is mashma that the hodl mikra abaye hoche is a teretz, and the other kasha. Why doesn't abaye apply the machlik between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case of ikre gavei ates rab mechatlin olov vilefe yelul mayla megimul? So the Masho says no, that this is a teretz on the first kash that Tesis raised. Why doesn't Abaye say that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon has reference to the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus Rabbim, and the Iker has Dalet Adalet and the Neif does not have Dalet Adalet, because in such a case, even if the Ika does not have Dalet HaDalet, neither the Ika nor the Neif. So both Rebbe and Rabbonu will agree that he's Chayim. All right. But then the other Kashi is outstanding. In other words, why doesn't Abaye say that the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonu deals with the case where the Ika is Kovei Ates V'Rabbi Mechatvin Olov, and the Neif is Eilu L'mayla Megimel? So according to Rebbe, so the Neif is a Rishus Rabbi, and according to Rabbono, lo yavi Rishus Rabbi. So the Masho says, Einochanan. The Rav Teisves does not give it teretz on that kash. On that kash, he doesn't give it teretz, but he just gives it teretz on the first kash. And this is, so he says, the Masho says, this is what the Gilian says, what the Teisves Shem says. Lo nisyashevli, dave motze lemeima, the plige, the lehave, neife b'yoshus rabin, ul rabbonu mokim p'tur oy karmeles. Who? So in other words, this is what the Teisves Shenim is raising, is asking. In other words, all right, you, Rashbo, you gave a good teretz on the first kasha of Teisves. Why doesn't Abaye apply the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker and the Neif are both in the Rishus Rabbim, and the Iker has Dalet HaDalet, the Neif does not have Dalet HaDalet, because it doesn't make any difference. Even if the Iker and the Neif have no Dalet HaDalet, he is still Chayev. But you didn't give it Teretz on the other Kasha that you yourself implied. You, Rashbo, implied. In other words, why doesn't Abaye apply the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker is Govei Ates V'Rabbi Mechatvin Olov and the Neif is L'mayla Megimel? So Rebbe says, Shadino Neifei, Bosar Ikrei, so the Neif, even though it's L'mayla Megimel, acquires the status of the Iker, that is Rabbi Mechatvin Olov, Rishus Rabbin, and Rabbonon say, Voyam Rishon Neif Bosar Ikrei, so it doesn't acquire that status. So that's the kashe of the Teisves Shem. So Nisyashifli, you could say that the machleikes between Rabbonon and Rebbe is in the case where the Iker is Govei Ates V'Rabbi Mechatvin Olov and the Neif is Govei Amigimu. So then the Rabbonon say that the Neif does not acquire the status of the Iker. The Lo Yave Neif Eboshes Rabbin. Ul Rabbonon. He means le Rabbonon. So you mock Ptura Kamles, and it can only be mock Ptura Kamles. That's why it's Potter. But Rebbe says no. It acquires the status of Eboshes Rabbin. And then he has another kasha. Vei d'habim motzah b'ayli meimar ifre. B'yi lo noeim et v'shus harabim v'nei f'nei t'il v'shus hayochit. So he has another kasha. Abaye could mention another wikim. That the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon is in the case where the Ilon, where the Ika stands in the v'shus harabim, and the Neif, just the reverse. And the Neif overhangs in the v'shus hayochit. The Neif overhangs in the v'shus hayochit. Elochot b'nai lochit. So the Birshus Echod loy motzel ashkuche. The Rabbonon have ikre Rishus Rabbi. V'neifi kamles oy mokim tu. Ul Rebbe have ribuset vei. Da filu neifi ligamre b'shus achaya. So the neifi basar ikre. So it is Yishenim says. So in other words, so actually, that is Yishenim is asking that kashe against the Rashbo. He say, you Rashbo, you answer the first kashe of Tesis. But the other kashe you didn't answer. So he is asking it. So what does he say? So he says, He could, Abaye could have mentioned another Ikimte. There is still a third Ikimte. Why only this Ikimte? Abaye could have mentioned another Ikimte. That the Machlekes between Abaye and between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with the case of Ivan Ayim Beshus Rab Nevitl Shayochit. But the answer is, what's the difference of one against the other? So one is just as good as the other. So Mimele, he mentioned this Ikimte. And then that is Ishenim here implies. I mean the Masho doesn't discuss it as Ishenim. The Ishenim itself is very obscure. But that is Ishenim really implies it's better to mention this Ikimte than that Ikimte. He could have mentioned that other Ikimte. That the Rashbo mentioned. That the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon deals with the case where the Iker is Koveyates Ram Chatnolov and the Neif is Yesamigim. But he says when he mentions this Ikimte, so then there is a big achidesh. There is a big achidesh. In other words, because if he had mentioned the Ikimte that the Rashbo mentioned, where the Iker is Gaveya Tesvi Rab Mechatinolov and the Neif is Gaveya Yeser Migimol, and then Rebbe says that Shadim Neif Bosar Iker, so Memele the Neif that is Yeser Migimol also acquires the status of Rishis Rab, also acquires the status of Rishis Rab, and the Rabbonon say that he doesn't acquire. So then we would know that Rebbe goes so far as to say that we apply the principle of Shadino Neife Basar Ikre in a case where the Iker and the Neif found the same issues. But we wouldn't know that Rebbe goes even farther and he applies the concept of Shadino Neife Basar Ikre in a case where the Iker is Mon Rishus, the Rishus Ayochid, and the Neif is in the Rishus Rab. That we wouldn't know. So now that Abaye applies the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbonon to the case where the Iker is in the Rishus Ayocht and the Neif is in the Rishus Arabin and the Neif in the Rishus Arabin, so even though the Iker is Mon Rishus and Rishus Ayocht and the Neif in the Rishus Arabin, Rebbe still applies the principle of Shadin and Rishus Ayocht. So it's a big achidesh. But had Abaye mentioned the Ukimte that the Rashbo mentions, so then one could argue, whether it would be very reasonable or not, but he could argue that even Rebbe only applies the concept of Shadin Neif Basar Ikre in a case where the Iker is Goviates Ram Chatinolov and the Neif is Yesam Gimel, but they both stand in the Rishus Rabbi. So then there is an union of Greire. But where the Iker stands in Rishus Ayochid and the Neif occupies space in the Rishus Rabbim, maybe even Rebbe will say, there is no Greire, how could there be Greire? How could a Neif that occupies space in the Rishus Rabbim be Nigrer after a Iker that occupies space in the Rishus Ayochid? We could say that. So because of that, Abaye mentioned this again. So that's a big achidush. This is what he says. So look again. Elo, chodim in ayinoka, di b'yoshusechod, v'imotze la'ashkuch dil Rabbonon. So in other words, because if it had mentioned the Ikimte b'Rishus Echod, so then we wouldn't know as much as we are advised by the Ikimte of Shnei Rishus. So he says dil Rabbonon have ikrei Rishus Rabbim v'neikrei neifikamo es omakim tu. In other words, so since he mentions this Ikimte, So Mimele, that means that the Rabbonon hold that we don't say Shadin Neifi Basar Ikre in any situation, whether it's one Rishus or only two Rishus. Or Rebbe Avri Busa Tvei, Daf Filo Neifi Ligamri Bishus Acher, Isho De Neifi Basar Ikre. Isho De Neifi Basar Ikre. This is how, so in other words, so the Marsho, you see, so that's the machlekes between the Marshal and the Marsho in the Pshat Tesis. According to the Marshal, so when he says, "Behodol emekle abay hochem mishim rafchiz liboy mokim dalet gam b'yoshus harabim," so he's giving the teretz and the second kashi, the Tesis mentioned. And according to the Marsho, no, it relates to the first kashi, and then the second kashi doesn't give the teretz. So what's the teretz?
So the Teretz is mentioned by the Gilead, by the Teisus Yishen. By the Teisus Yishen. All right, fine.